Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Discovering Your Soul Signature by Panache Desai is a personal growth and spirituality guide structured as a 33-day journey toward greater purpose, passion, and joy. Desai, known for work in energetic healing and intuitive insight, frames the book as an experiential path rather than a purely theoretical read. The central premise is that each person carries a distinctive inner imprint, a soul signature, that can be recognized through honest self-observation, emotional clarity, and daily practices that reconnect you with what feels most true. The book invites readers to slow down, listen to their inner life, and notice patterns that reveal both their strengths and the blocks that keep them from living fully. Its day-by-day format is designed to make transformation feel manageable, using reflection prompts and practical steps to translate spiritual ideas into everyday choices. Overall, it speaks to readers who sense they are meant for more but want a grounded way to realign with meaning and authentic self-expression. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the soul signature as an inner compass. A key theme of the book is the idea that purpose is not only a career outcome or a single life mission, but an inner orientation that can guide daily decisions. Desai presents the soul signature as a unique, energetic, and emotional pattern that reflects who you are beneath conditioning, expectations, and fear. In practical terms, this concept encourages readers to identify what consistently brings a feeling of aliveness, ease, or rightness, and to treat those signals as meaningful data rather than random moods. The book positions intuition and emotional resonance as legitimate sources of guidance, especially when logic alone keeps leading to dissatisfaction. This topic also emphasizes that purpose often becomes clearer when you stop trying to force an identity and instead begin noticing recurring values, talents, and desires. The approach is inclusive for people at different stages, whether you feel lost, stuck in a life that looks successful but feels empty, or simply curious about deeper alignment. By treating the soul signature as a compass, the reader is invited to move from external validation toward internal authority, which can shift how goals, relationships, and daily habits are chosen. Secondly, a 33-day structure for sustainable inner change, the 33-day format is central to how the book aims to create real movement rather than temporary inspiration. Instead of asking readers to make one dramatic leap, the structure supports incremental change through consistent attention and practice. The daily path encourages reflection, emotional check-ins, and small actions that build momentum. This is valuable because many people consume self-help content without translating it into behavior, or they start with intensity and then burn out. A time-bound framework creates a sense of commitment while still being short enough to feel achievable. The book's day-by-day approach also mirrors how habits are formed. Repeated focus on a theme changes what you notice, what you tolerate, and what you choose. Over time, new insights can feel less like intellectual ideas and more like lived experience. Readers are guided to revisit assumptions, observe patterns, and practice self-honesty, which can expose the gap between the life you are living and the life you want. The structure helps readers track progress, making personal transformation feel concrete and measurable through shifts in awareness and daily choices. Thirdly, releasing emotional blocks and old conditioning. Another major topic is the role of emotional residue and conditioning in shaping a life that feels disconnected from joy. The book emphasizes that people often mistake stress, self-doubt, or emotional numbness as normal, when these states may actually be signs of misalignment. Desai's broader work frequently points to the energetic weight of unresolved feelings, and this book applies that perspective to everyday living. The reader is encouraged to identify fear-based narratives such as not being enough, needing permission to change, or believing it is too late. By bringing these stories into awareness, they become less controlling. The process also highlights how family expectations, cultural messages, and past disappointments can unconsciously determine choices about work, relationships, and self-expression. When those influences are seen clearly, the reader can begin releasing them through forgiveness, reframing, and compassionate self-understanding. This topic supports the idea that purpose is not only discovered but also uncovered, as if layers of fear and habit are removed. Clearing emotional blocks can create more internal space, making it easier to sense what you truly want and to act on it with less resistance. Fourthly, turning inner clarity into purposeful action. The book does not treat spiritual insight as an end in itself. It pushes toward integration, meaning that clarity should lead to choices that reshape daily life. This topic focuses on bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Readers are prompted to translate inner signals into practical steps, such as setting boundaries, changing routines, pursuing a neglected interest, or making a courageous conversation possible. The emphasis is on alignment, where actions match values and emotional truth. This can show up as simplifying commitments, choosing environments that support well-being, or re-evaluating success beyond status and productivity. The book's approach suggests that purpose becomes more visible after action is taken, not only before. Small experiments can provide feedback that strengthens trust in intuition. It also acknowledges that taking action may trigger fear, especially when change threatens familiar identity or approval. By treating fear as a normal companion rather than a stop sign, the reader can build resilience and consistency. Ultimately, purposeful action is presented as a daily practice. You continually choose what supports passion and joy, and those choices accumulate into a more authentic life direction. Lastly, cultivating passion and joy as ongoing practices. Rather than positioning joy as a reward that arrives after you solve your life, the book frames passion and joy as signals and skills that can be cultivated. This topic explores how readers can reconnect with what energizes them, even when life feels heavy or overscheduled. Joy is treated as information. It points toward what matches your true nature. Passion is treated as fuel. It sustains effort and creativity when motivation fades. The daily path supports building sensitivity to moments of genuine enjoyment, curiosity, and gratitude, and then expanding those moments through intentional choices. This may include creative expression, mindful presence, or practices that calm the nervous system and make inner guidance easier to hear. The topic also addresses the idea that joy can coexist with challenges, and that a meaningful life is not the absence of difficulty, but the presence of connection to what matters. By focusing on joy as a practice, the reader is less likely to postpone happiness until a perfect future arrives. This approach can improve relationships, work satisfaction, and self-confidence because it encourages living from wholeness instead of constant striving. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel a quiet disconnect between their outer life and inner truth, including professionals navigating burnout, seekers exploring spirituality in a practical way, and anyone in a transition who wants a clearer sense of direction. It can benefit a reader's life by turning abstract ideas about purpose into a step-by-step process that builds awareness, emotional honesty, and consistent action. The daily structure supports follow-through, making it easier to move from insight to change, while the focus on releasing conditioning helps readers loosen the grip of fear, approval-seeking, and outdated self-stories. Compared with many similar titles, the book stands out for combining a time-bound plan with an intuitive, heart-centered framework that treats joy as both a guide and a practice. It is designed to be used, not just read, which can create tangible shifts in how you make decisions, set boundaries, and choose what to prioritize. For readers who want a supportive path that blends personal transformation with spiritual depth, it is a compelling purchase that encourages sustainable alignment rather than quick fixes. If you would like to support Panache Desai, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.